Hey guys, welcome to the Value Vault podcast with me, Bailey. Now, with this here, the Value Vault, this is actually a podcast which I'd set up and I got around about 20 episodes in at the back end of last year. But I ended up getting a lot of things coming up for myself personally, which just completely took my attention away from it. And to be fair, from most things within my life. And it's only up until recently where I feel like I've just stepped into a new season of my life and into a new version of myself. I feel like I've got a lot more clarity with things in my life now. But it just felt like last year I was just going a million miles per hour doing certain things without really any clarity as to why or where I actually wanted them to get to. And amongst other things, I ended up just burning out massively and a lot of self-sabotage came in. And I just feel like right now with where I'm at in my life, the reason why I want to get this podcast back up and running and getting all of the guests that I'll be getting on is because it's what helped me and it's what I needed when I just knew that there was more to myself to be bringing to the surface. I knew that there's more that I could have been doing in my life. I could have been turning up better than I was. And really what I want this podcast to be is a medium and a way and a platform for you to be able to get access to that type of information, which can help you do that as well. That's really the intention that I've got with this. And this is why I call it the Value Vault, because it isn't just going to be mindset. It isn't just going to be one particular area which I focus on. It's going to be on the collective. Because if there is anything that I've learned, there's more than just the mindset element of our life in order for our life to get better. We've got our mindset. We've got our soul set. We've got our heart set, right? We've got the health set. You know, we've got the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. There's more than one element to us. And really, the people who I'm going to be bringing onto the podcast, they're going to be specialized in those particular areas and have results more than anything in those particular areas. And I'm really just going to be trying to get as much knowledge and value from them as possible so that you can actually extract that as well, implement it in your own life, and hopefully with the outcome of you and your life getting better. So that's really the intention of this episode, more so just to bring a reintroduction into the Value Vault. There is also something which I do actually want to share as well. If there's really something which I've learned, having gone through sort of the dark path, the dark patch that I've just been through on my own journey, you know, I could probably describe as like a spiritual winter. It was pretty tough, pretty rough. And yeah, there's just a lot of lessons that I've learned. I feel like I'm a lot more wiser coming through it on the other end. I can recognize the impact that doing certain things and not doing certain things can have on us. And now that I'm aware of it, I'm going to be sharing the awareness and sharing the wisdom and the value throughout all of these episodes as well. So one of the things which I want to sort of help you, hopefully help you be able to sort of emotionally understand, it's that you are right now exactly where you need to be, even though it might seem like the furthest thing from the truth. Because if we backtrack a couple of months, I'd say probably around about 8 months ago, 9 months ago, it just felt like the whole of my life got tipped on its head. I had a lot of dynamics in my personal life which just shifted, relationships ended, and it just felt like the whole of my life got tipped on its head. And I remember feeling so overwhelmed, feeling so stuck and frustrated with myself and with my life, because it just felt like things were starting to work itself out. And just around about that time, it just felt like everything just got tipped on its head. And I remember really just being in the thick of that, and I definitely had a victim hat on, where I just felt like life was happening to me. It didn't really feel like anything was going my way. All of these things. And it just felt like nothing was going the way that it should have been. which is really just a lack of faith in things actually working out. Now, the reason why I see that you're exactly where you're meant to be is because in that sort of period when I felt like my life got tipped on its head and nothing was actually going the way I was expecting it or hoping it to go, there's people who I have met since that. There's experiences that I've had. There's a lot of clarity that I've gained. Having gone through that darkness, having gone through that hardship, and coming out of it on the other end, there's a lot of things now that I know, which had it not actually been for that sort of like darkness and hardship, I don't know whether I would have learned a lesson, you know, because there's a lot of things I feel like people give us value and people share their wisdom. And, you know, I'm always listening to podcasts. I'm always engaging in personal development, watching the YouTube videos, reading the books. And sometimes I really do believe that there's things which we've got to learn ourselves through experience. And it's essentially learning it the hard way. And definitely a lesson that I've learned the hard way is just having faith and understanding that you are exactly where you are meant to be at this point in your time. No matter how hard it might be, it might be hard for you right now. You might relate to where I was at, where it just feels like everything is going against you. It doesn't really feel like anything that you're doing is helping you progress forwards in your life in any way, shape or form, whether that's your health, relationships, your finances, your professional life, whatever it is, right? But I feel like that is something which is, it really is true, because, you know, there's a sort of like a story that goes along the lines of, essentially the whole consensus of the story is that you're never going to know how you're going to get somewhere until you've gotten there. And it's only really when you've gotten there where you turn back, you look around, and you're actually able to connect the dots. And this is what Steve Jobs meant when he said that you can't connect the dots looking forwards, you can only connect the dots looking backwards. And there's a massive element of truth to that, because if you just look at your life right now with where you're at, and if you just reflect on the past year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is, I can guarantee you there'll have been moments in your life where you thought things were sort of set in stone, and you probably had a good idea how things were going to work out. And if you just reflect on it, you can just say that that isn't really the case. And there'll have been a lot of things which happened to you, which in the moments have happened to you, you might have felt like things were going against you. But now when you actually look back and reflect, you can see how, you know, that experience or that situation or event, it introduced you to that person, or it introduced you to this emotion and this feeling, which then caused you to go out and do this particular thing, which got you a new result, right? It gave you a new experience. And that new experience gave you this new insight, this new bit of wisdom, this new belief system that you've got, which is ultimately contributed to you getting to where you are right now. Hopefully that makes sense. But the whole consensus really is that you don't know how you're going to get to where you're going to get to until you've gotten there. And really what I'm trying to get at with that message, it's that when we're going through life, it can really feel like we're not making progress to where it is that we want to be. Right? And it might actually be truth as well. Like, you actually might not be progressing forwards to where it is that you want to be. But I can guarantee you right now that you are where you are meant to be, because where you are right now holds the lesson within it for you to learn, in order for you to implement, in order for you to grow, to expand, to evolve, which can then allow you to break through this current paradigm, this current glass ceiling, this current level, right? And take you to the next point in your chapter. So even though you might not be positively progressing forwards, you might actually be going backwards, there is still fundamentally truth, in my opinion, it is my belief, that you are where you are meant to be right now at this point in your life. Because even if you aren't going forwards, there's something that you're supposed to be learning about yourself, or about your life, or about your decisions, or about your choices, or about your belief system, or about your emotions or your thoughts. There's something that you are supposed to be learning right now, which when you learn it, that there is the key which is going to allow you to progress forwards. And if there is anything which I've learned from it, because I have quite an analytical mind and I'm always trying to figure things out in my head. It's like a superpower, but it's also got its downsides as well, because there's a lot of analytical activity that goes on, right? As opposed to just being, which is why breath work is something which I'm incorporating into my life now to really get me tuned into just being present, you know, getting out of my head, stop trying to figure things out, stop trying to run my mind, and, you know, be able to control that noise. And breath work, something which is really bringing me back to that presence and centeredness. But the reason why I speak about that is because I know what it can be like at times to really try and figure out how things are going to work out in order for the progress that you know you want to see and you want to experience, in order for that to actually take place. And a sort of a story analogy to help hopefully you implement more faith into just having faith that it's going to work out, as opposed to trying to figure out how it's going to work out. It's that, imagine if you're in a destination, right? Now, for those of you in the UK, I'm from the UK, you know, the only way that I can sort of like describe it as a visual, as a story, is that if I'm out on a night and if I'm in the car and it's dark, it's foggy, and I've got about 45 minutes to drive from where I am back home to where I want to be, right? Now, I couldn't possibly figure out every single turn and every single junction that I'm going to go through and every single road that I'm going to drive down, every single traffic lights that I'm going to drive through. I couldn't possibly know how I'm actually going to arrive back home, right? But I don't try and figure that out when I'm in the car. What I do is I get in the car, turn on the car key, I turn on the lights. And the lights allow me to see just a couple of more feet in front of me, right? They allow me to see around about 15 feet in front because it's foggy, right? Now, what happens is when I drive the car and I'm actually driving forward, I can still only see 15 feet in front of me, but I'm actually getting closer back home, and that light, the headlights, they're actually shining light on a new environment for me. So I've passed the old places and I'm venturing into the unknown, and the headlights are giving me around about 15 feet of visual, right? So I can only really see 15 feet. Now, I'm not trying to figure out what's 100 feet ahead of me, because if I do, I'm probably going to go insane and trying to drive a car, and I'm probably going to crash and go off the road because my focus isn't on what's actually in front of me right now. So when I'm in the car, right, all I'm focused on is what's actually in front of me. That's it. What's actually in front of me right now? I'm not trying to figure out what's in front 30 feet ahead or 100 feet ahead. I'm not trying to figure that out. When it comes to it, I'll overcome it. But in this present moment, I'm only focused on what's in 15 feet in front of me. So my question to you is, what's 15 feet in front of you right now? Not what's 30 or 100 feet. What's 15 feet in front of you right now? What's going on in your life right now, which is the equivalent of that 15 feet? Something which you can actually focus on right now. Because if there's anything that I've learned for myself, overwhelm comes from when there's far too many options and there's not enough action taken. Similar to the car analogy, imagine sitting in the car park and you're trying to figure out all of the journey to get back home, which is a 45-minute drive. Imagine that, right? You couldn't, right? Trying to figure out exactly how you're going to get there, you couldn't. You're going to feel overwhelmed. Your mind's going to freeze up. You're going to jam your servo mechanism, and you're probably not going to make any progress. And it's the same with life. When overwhelm kicks in, when paralysis kicks in, it's because usually there's too many options that we're giving ourselves, and there's not enough execution. There's not enough action. And I really do believe that one of the biggest things that it comes down to is the lack of clarity of what steps we need to take, and then a rank of importance of what action will be most effective and most important for right now with where I am at. And for me, that's really what helps eliminate the noise. That's really what helps bring me a lot of clarity. And ultimately, it's a thing which allows us to make progress. Because just like being in that car, we're not worried about what's 100 feet in front of us. We're only focused on the 15 feet. And when we're just driving, eventually more of the road, it will clear up, right? And we'll be gradually making the progress to the destination just bit by bit. But as we drive forward, as we move forward, the light, it will shine more onto the environment in front and at the path in front, and then it'll clear the way. And if there's anything that I've experienced in my life, that's exactly how life works as well. Right? It's exactly how life works as well. So that's something which helps me. As somebody who's pretty analytical, somebody who likes to try and know things, knows a lot of things, that's something which helps me massively. And if that is you, by the way, that isn't a sign that you are broken as well. That's a very normal part of the brain. It's what the brain wants to do, because the brain attaches safety to the known and the familiar. So it really wants to know everything, because that's how it's technically designed to work. Because whatever's known and familiar to the brain, it's like, right, okay, great, I know how to make Bailey survive this situation right now, because it knows the environment. And if the environment to the brain is unknown, that's what the brain registers as danger, which is a potential risk to your life. And as a result of that, that's what kicks in the anxiety. That's what kicks in the doubt. That's what kicks in the fear. That's what kicks in those quote unquote negative emotions, when in actuality, they're not. They're just a survival response, because we're venturing into the unknown, right? That's the gray area of life. And it can be very problematic if we just live life in a very black and white way, which is just the known and the familiar, because all of the magic happens in the gray, which is the unknown. And it's impossible for something new to take place in your life. It's impossible to experience a new version of your life by staying in the known and the familiar environment, which is who you are right now, the environment that you are living in right now, and ultimately the life that you are living. In order for you to venture beyond that, and for you to be able to be, do, and have more than what you currently are and what you currently have as a life, the only way to create more is by doing things differently. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. If you don't change, your life doesn't change. If your decisions don't change, you don't change. And when we understand that, it's ultimately what we're focusing on. It's the thoughts that we're thinking. It's the ideas that we're entertaining in our mind. That's really what impacts the decisions that we're making. My question to you is, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about, and what are you focused on? Because quantum physics says where focus goes, energy flows. So whatever you're focusing on, that's really what's going to expand. That's what you're going to experience more of. And I remember that I used to always be fixated on the problems in my life, and I used to always be fixated on the things that I didn't like about my life. And as a result of that, I was just getting more of that in abundance, really. But then when my thoughts and focus started to shift on really the possibility of things working out and the possibility of a dream life, getting clarity as to what the dream life looks like, I've then started to experience different things in my life. And albeit I might not be exactly where I want to be, I'm experiencing new things though. And the things that I'm experiencing are just purely the stepping stones in order for me to actually get to the end point, right? Which I see the end point. It's never really an end point, but ultimately the destination that I've got in mind. And it really ties into that beginning truth of you're exactly where you're meant to be, and everything that's happening is happening for a reason, because it's there to introduce you to the people, the circumstances, the situation and events that can ultimately act as a catalyst. When we grab them by the hand and when we act on it, it acts as a catalyst to actually help us move closer to where it is that we see that we actually want to be. And even though where we are right now might feel like it isn't where we're supposed to be, it really is. It really is. So what is it that you're thinking about? What is it that you're focused on? And is it on the things that you want? Is it on the things that you're grateful for? Is it on the things that you're proud of yourself for? Is it on the things that you like about yourself and about your life? Or is it the contrary? And if it's the contrary, that's okay. The fact that you've even just become aware of that is powerful, because most people aren't. Most people are just going through life blindly attracting and manifesting and creating more things that they don't really want, because they don't actually understand what they're doing is the reason why things are the way that they are. And it's definitely a hard pill that I actually had to swallow, because there's a level of ownership that comes when we do decide to accept that. There's a massive level of responsibility that we've got to accept when it comes to that. But as soon as we do, the power comes back into our court, because it's like, well, okay, if I've done that, that means I can do something new. So hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully that makes sense. The message that I want to get behind is that you're exactly where you're meant to be. You're exactly where you're meant to be. And if you listen to this podcast, there's a reason why you've attracted it. Might be because of that message there. Might be because of whatever insights you might be getting. It's because of the people who I'm going to be bringing on in the future. But everything happens for a reason. You're exactly where you're meant to be. And I feel like when we surrender to that idea, I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. For me, that just creates a huge element of relief. A huge element of relief, because I'm not trying to figure anything out. I'm just actually at peace with what currently is, and have the clarity on where it is that I actually want to be. And then I just breathe. And then, like the car with the 15 feet analogy, I just focus on, right, okay, what's this next thing for me to do? Not what's the next 30 things, just what's that next one thing for me to do? And gradually, bit by bit, when we do that one thing, more of the wear will show itself. More of the wear will be lightened up. And then you'll have the clarity on the next step, and on the next step, and on the next step. But really, it only starts by taking the step to start with. And in my personal opinion, and personal experience, surrendering to the fact that whatever's happening, it's for a reason. I'm exactly where I'm going to be. And that is what it is, fundamentally. So hopefully that's given some value. Really, the intention of the episode was more so just to give a reintroduction into the podcast again, and really just to give you that reintroduction to it, fundamentally. And really, with everybody that I'm going to be having on the podcast going forwards into the future, these are going to be people who are winning in life in their own particular way, and have extreme amounts of value to give in their own field. It's going to be totaled around developing you as a person, whether that's your health, whether that's your mindset, whether that's your bank account, your spirituality, your relationships, whatever it is. I want really this whole podcast to be a way for you to get access to information that can help you improve the quality of you, and in turn, your life. Yeah, that's it. And if you do feel like there's anybody who you know who is just going through anything in their life, they might not even be going through anything in their life. Truth be told, we're all going through things. It's just part of life. But I do know that by sharing the podcast, this is really what helps other people get access to information, which in this day and age, I feel like there's a dire need for it. And I feel like if more people in the world was to give their value and to give their wisdom and to give their lessons learned, I feel like there's a lot of impact that we had, and there's a lot of problems which could be solved for people. And really, I'm just wanting this podcast to be a way for people to be able to do that, fundamentally. So yeah, I'm very pleased to be back. I'm very excited about everything that's going to be happening, and look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Peace out.